Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going on a deep dive that
Oh, this is a good
I think you'll like this one. We're going to be talking about Swedish snus
one.
and more specifically, General Voyage Bricklin.
Very specific, though.
Very specific. That's
There's
right.
that.
We got some web pages from a listener. And I got to say, even just the name of this snus really kicked my interest.
It's a cool name.
It does sound cool. It sounds almost like a cocktail or something like that. Not necessarily something you would find in a tobacco shop.
Right.
So for people who don't know, Swedish snus is a smokeless tobacco product.
That's right.
And you put it under your lip and it slowly releases nicotine and flavor.
Yep.
But what's really cool about snus and what's different from American dipping tobacco is there's no chewing and no spitting involved.
Yeah, much more discreet and
Much more discreet.
yeah.
Yeah. What I find really interesting is just how many different flavors of snus are out there now. And this one really stands out.
Absolutely. And it's even more interesting when you think about, the brand behind it, General. They're kind of an institution in the snus world. They've been around for a long time and they're known for quality.
So, like, we're talking top shelf stuff here.
Yeah, top shelf snus.
Okay, so what makes this particular product, General Voyage Brooklyn, so unique?
So it really all starts with the format. It's a white portion snus.
Okay.
So that means it's a lot drier than traditional snus, which means you get like a much slower, more controlled release of both the flavor and the nicotine.
I see.
So that's appealing to people who find the traditional moist snus maybe a little too messy or a little too intense.
Okay, so less drip, longer enjoyment.
Exactly.
Makes sense. What about the flavor itself, though? Roasted tobacco, bourbon, and sandalwood. That's a combo I've never seen before.
Yeah, you don't see that every day.
Even in like the wildest parts of the snus world, I haven't seen that.
It's a far cry from your typical mint or wintergreen.
Yeah.
So you've got that, rich, earthy tobacco base, as you would expect. And then on top of that, a layer of smooth bourbon. And
Okay.
I'm talking like subtle hints of oak and spice, not like a
Not like a straight shot of bourbon.
no, not like a punch in the face. It's
Okay.
very subtle.
More nuanced.
Precisely.
Okay.
And then to round it all off, we've got a touch of sandalwood.
Sandalwood.
Which, yeah,
Interesting.
sandalwood is really fascinating. It's been used for centuries in perfumes and incense. It's known for its woody, almost creamy aroma.
Oh, wow. So
Yeah.
I could see how that would add like an unexpected layer of complexity to snus. It's almost
Yeah.
like they're trying to elevate snus to like a whole new level.
Absolutely. I think that's a great way to put it. They're really going for something special here.
Okay.
Now let's talk nicotine strength. General Voyage Brooklyn falls into the normal range. That's about 8 milligrams of nicotine per gram of snus.
Okay.
So that means it sits right in the middle ground, suitable for both new and experienced snus
That's
users.
good. So it's not too strong, not too weak.
Right.
Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, right?
Exactly.
But, I did notice something kind of curious in the materials that you sent over. The website mentioned 7.7 milligrams of nicotine per portion, but 8.5 milligrams per gram of product. So,
Huh, that's interesting.
why the discrepancy?
Yeah, that is a bit of a head scratcher, isn't it?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the material we have doesn't really explain that.
Yeah, I was looking for that too, and I couldn't find anything.
Yeah. So one possibility is, maybe there's some variation in portion sizes,
Okay.
but you would think a premium brand like General would be very meticulous about consistency.
You would think.
Right.
So what if,
Yeah.
and I'm just spitballing here,
Sure.
what if there's something unique to their process that affects how the nicotine is delivered?
That's an interesting thought.
Wait.
It's possible they've developed some sort of proprietary technique that results in maybe a slightly lower concentration of readily available nicotine per portion, even if the total amount per gram is higher.
Right, so maybe that's how they get that smoother, longer-lasting experience that they're known for.
Yeah, you might be onto something.
Yeah, it'd be a pretty good selling point, I would think.
Absolutely. It would give them a competitive edge, and it would potentially explain why they haven't really been transparent about this discrepancy.
Okay, so maybe they're being a little secretive.
Maybe just a little.
But realistically, we need more information from the manufacturer to know for sure.
Yeah, without that, it's all just speculation.
Fair enough. Well, even with this unanswered question, General Voyage Brooklyn is still a fascinating product.
Oh, for sure.
That flavor combination alone,
Yeah.
I gotta try it.
It's very intriguing.
I'm very curious.
Yeah.
And it makes me think this whole idea of white portion snus and complex flavors like this,
Yeah.
like, it makes me wonder if we're seeing kind of a shift in the snus market.
You've hit on something really interesting.
Yeah.
Could this be a sign of things to come? Are we moving toward like a world of gourmet snus?
I mean, that's a question worth exploring.
It is.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's go back to that nicotine content mystery for a second.
Yeah, it really is strange how this tiny little pouch of snus can just create this huge mystery.
Right. It's just one of those things that makes you think like, huh, what's going on here? We've
Exactly.
talked about, maybe the portions aren't exactly the same size. Maybe there's some loss during the production process,
Right.
but
But it doesn't
doesn't feel quite right.
feel like the whole story.
Yeah, I agree. It just seems unlikely that they would market a product, especially, a premium brand like
Yeah.
Gentle,
Yeah.
where the nicotine levels are inconsistent.
Especially with something as important as nicotine content.
Exactly. And even if there was some loss during manufacturing,
Right.
you'd think they would adjust the overall nicotine
To
content to
compensate.
compensate,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So what if, I'm just thinking out loud here.
Sure.
What if there's something about how they make it
Yeah.
that affects how the nicotine is delivered?
Yeah, that's interesting. It's
On...
possible they've come up with some special technique that results in a lower concentration of nicotine that's actually available
Yeah.
per portion, even if the total amount per gram is higher.
Oh, so maybe that's how they get that smooth, long-lasting experience they're
Exactly.
known for.
It could be their secret weapon,
Yeah.
their special sauce.
It would certainly be a good selling
Oh,
point.
absolutely. It would give them an edge over the competition,
Yeah.
and it would explain why they're not really talking about it.
They're being a little secretive.
Maybe just a little bit.
But at the end of the day, we need more information from General Air
Yeah, we
to really
do.
know for sure.
We need to go straight to the source.
Yeah. I guess some mysteries are better left unsolved
For now.
for now, at least for now. But even with this little mystery, General Voyage, Brooklyn is a very interesting product.
Oh,
It's
absolutely.
just the flavor combination alone
Yeah, that's what I'm curious
makes
about.
me want to try it.
Let's talk about those flavors. How do you think those three notes, the tobacco, the bourbon, the sandalwood,
Yeah.
how do those work together? What kind of experience do they create?
Well, based on what we've been talking about, it sounds like they were going for a very balanced and nuanced flavor.
Okay.
You've got the roasted tobacco.
Yeah.
That's like the base.
That's the foundation.
That's the foundation. That's what most snus users expect.
Right.
Then you bring in the bourbon.
Yeah.
And it's not like a harsh,
No.
like alcohol
Well,
taste.
it's very subtle.
It's more like a sweetness,
Oh,
a
right. A little bit
warmth.
of oak, a little bit of spice.
Yeah. And then you have the sandalwood,
Yeah.
which seems like the wild card here.
It's the wild card for sure.
What do you think that does to the whole flavor?
Well, sandalwood has this really complex aroma. It's woody, creamy, a little bit sweet. It's been used in perfumes and incense for a long time.
Yeah, I remember. It's very fragrant.
It is. And I think in this case, it adds a touch of intrigue to
Okay.
this snus.
So it's like they took the traditional snus flavors and made them more modern.
More sophisticated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very bold move.
It is a bold move.
I'm very curious to see how that tastes.
Yeah. I think they're trying to reach a wider audience with this one.
Okay.
People who might not normally consider snus.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see this kind of innovation.
It is.
Makes you wonder what other flavor combinations
Are out there.
are out there or what we might see in the future.
Exactly.
It's like they're opening up a whole new world of
A
SNES.
whole new world.
And it makes you think like, what does this all mean for the future of the SNES market?
That is the question, isn't it? Could
Yeah.
this be the start of like a SNES revolution?
A revolution?
Are we going to see more brands experimenting with crazy new flavors and ingredients?
Like pushing the boundaries of what snus can be.
Exactly.
Okay, so imagine a world where snus is just as diverse
I love it.
as craft beer
Yeah.
or specialty coffee.
Yes.
You could have snus pairings, tasting menus.
Oh, a snus sommelier.
Yeah, a snus sommelier
That would be amazing.
guiding you through this whole experience,
Yeah.
talking about all the subtle
In a
notes.
different terroir.
Wow, now I'm getting hungry.
Me too.
But seriously,
Yeah.
it's interesting how something as simple as changing up the flavors
Yeah.
could really change the whole snus market.
It's all about creativity and
Yeah.
pushing the boundaries.
And who knows, maybe one day we'll be doing a deep dive
I hope so.
on a snus flavor.
Yeah.
That was inspired by our conversation today.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But for now, let's switch gears a little bit
Okay.
and talk about something else that might be interesting to the listeners.
Right.
The cultural significance of snus itself.
Oh,
You
yeah.
might be surprised to learn just how deeply rooted this product is in Swedish culture. So, when we think about cultural staples, things like, tea ceremonies or certain foods from different regions come to mind.
Right.
But you were saying that snus has like a special cultural significance,
Yeah.
especially in Sweden.
Oh, absolutely. In Sweden, snus is like deeply connected to their history and their culture.
Okay.
It's been a part of their lives for centuries, like going all the way back to the 1600s.
So it's been around for a while.
Oh, yeah.
What role does it play in modern day Sweden?
Well, you know, it's not unusual at all to see people of all ages
Like
from
cool.
all walks of life enjoying snus throughout the day.
Huh.
It's become a part of their daily routine.
So it's not just a tobacco product, it's like a social custom.
Exactly. And just like any social custom, there are certain, you know, unwritten rules and etiquette
Oh, okay.
surrounding snus use in Sweden.
Like what?
Well, for example, it's considered bad form to offer someone a portion that you've already used.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Sharing saliva is not usually a good thing.
No, not really.
Are there any other interesting customs?
Oh, yeah, there are a few. Like, there are specific ways to discreetly place the snus under your lip
Okay.
and then dispose of the used portion when you're
I
done.
see.
So it's all about being mindful and respectful of the people around you.
So like a subtle code of conduct,
Exactly.
way of showing you understand the
You know, the
rules.
cultural
Yeah.
norms. And I think this sense of tradition, the shared experience, it really contributes to the appeal of snus in Sweden.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's a way to connect with your heritage and feel a sense of belonging.
It's interesting how something as simple as a tiny pouch of tobacco
I know, right?
can have so much cultural meaning.
It's fascinating.
So with all these new flavors coming out,
Right.
like the General Voyage Brooklyn we've been talking about,
Yeah.
do you think snus culture is kind of evolving and expanding beyond its traditional boundaries?
That's a great question. And, you know, it's definitely possible. As snus becomes more popular in other parts of the world, we might see new customs and rituals develop.
Okay.
Maybe a blend of the traditional Swedish practices and influences from other cultures.
So like snus is going through a cultural fusion,
Exactly.
bringing in new flavors and ideas, but still keeping its roots.
Right.
And who knows, maybe this General Voyage Brooklyn, with its unique flavor combination,
Yeah.
will be at the forefront of this change.
I think it's definitely a product that gets people talking and thinking about snus in new ways.
Yeah, for sure. It's been a great deep dive.
It has.
We've talked about the flavors of General Voyage Brooklyn, the whole mystery of the nicotine content,
Right.
and even the cultural history of snus in Sweden.
And we've only scratched the
There's
surface.
so much more to learn about
Absolutely.
snus.
It's a fascinating world.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing how something so seemingly simple can be so complex.
It just goes to show there's always something new to discover.
Well said. As we wrap up this deep dive, I just want to remind everyone that while snus can be really interesting to explore, it is a tobacco product
That's right.
and should be used responsibly.
Always.
So please do your research and make informed decisions about your health.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of General Voyage Brooklyn.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
We hope you learned something new and enjoyed the journey. We'll see you next time.
Take care.